tonight we will be fun and it will be different. And so if you are being told to come to attend a sermon, it will not be a sermon tonight. Okay? So just rest assured it should be fun. If this is a Family Feud plus Slumdog Millionaire, it will be like that. Okay? So it will be fun. And let me thank in advance. There are four families who have volunteered. And I don't know their names. I got to make sure. Okay? There's a Meng Meng. Meng Meng. Who is it? Meng Meng. And as I read your name, I'm going to explain the rules. Okay? Meng Meng is going to be up here with his her family. Okay? You know, and then there's Lester and Derek. And your parents. Okay. And then take your seat up there. And then you have a mic. And then under me. And then I got Joyce and Sarah. Joyce and Sarah is going to be sitting over here. All right. And then the last one is Sandra and Michael. Sandra and Michael. Let's give them a hand. And tonight it will be very personal and it will be very revealing, okay? So, you got to understand, because they have not been told what's going to happen. So they are brave souls. And let me just explain the rules, okay? There are going to be about 25 questions, and they're all going to be projected. 25 questions, they're all going to be projected. And each family are going to be given 3 expensive chopsticks. All right. That means they have 3 chances. Every time when they lose, when they get the answer wrong, you have to give me back one of the chopsticks. And as soon as they lose all 3 chopsticks, then they would face a special questions. And those are very, very personal questions. Okay. It's right here. And it's just like Slumdog Millionaire. They can ask you for help. Okay? But I'm going to... Alright, so we're gonna go. And, for some of you that don't know what FOB means, you're a real FOB. Again, anyway, as FOB means fresh off the boat. Those are referring to immigrant parents. And the ABC stand for American Born Chinese. A quiz for Chinese immigrant families. You got it? Everybody say okay. All right. Very good. And we will start. First question. Here are 10 famous American Chinese. You got to name as many as you can, okay? This church has never been so excited, huh? Okay, good. All right. Meng Meng's family. I'm going to ask first, okay? How many do you know? You just let me know how many. How many do you know? 3.
Five.
How many do you know?
8.
How many do you know? 2. Are you Chinese? 6. I just want to know the 2. Which one do you know other than Bruce Lee? Oh, you know number 2. Do you know number 2? We got a problem. Okay, all right. But you know Bruce Lee. Good, all right. Now, the family that knows 8, and Lester and Angela, he is going to name the 8, and you better be correct. Name them, please.
Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu, correct.
Number 3, Zhao Xiaolan. Rosalind Chow, right?
Okay, so that's fine. All right.
Bruce Lee, Jerry Yang.
Jerry Yang.
Michelle Kwan.
Michelle Kwan.
And I think it's Jerry Lu. Lock. He is the governor of Washington.
Jerry Lock.
Yeah,
okay.
Jerry Lock, right. Steve Chu.
Steve Chu who?
Department of Energy. Secretary of Department of Energy.
Okay, very good.
Number 10, Michael Chan.
Michael Chan. Okay, very good. You got extra chapstick. Okay. Anybody who knows number 9? She's from this area. Number 9. Anybody knows? Let me give you a hint. She is an architect.
Vietnam War architect.
Vietnam Memorial. What's her name? Maya Lin. Very good. And who is number 1? No, not Yo-Yo Ma, not Yo-Yo Ma.
No.
Number 1, Nobel Prize.
Nobel Prize.
C.T. Lee.
Li
Zhengzhao.
Li Zhengzhao, right.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Next question. Which one of the following educational activity is most disliked by children of immigrants? Okay, don't change. Sandra and Michael's family, your answer please.
Number 2. Yeah.
Number 4.
Number 1.
Number 1.
Number 2.
According to the National Survey of Chinese Churches, the correct answer is number 2. One chapstick, please. One chapstick, please.
What's the one that we are given?
This family got problems. All right. How do you spot a fob? Now, according to the official fob website, a fob is of the following, except one, okay? A fob is one who cannot dance, who has very few Asian, non-Asian friends, who like dim sum chicken feet, or who says everything as a plural to it, S to it, or drives, number 5, drives a Honda or Toyota.
Which one?
You have 10 seconds. Anybody needs help? Let's have Joyce and Sarah's family. Which one is not? Okay, a not.
Makes everything plural.
Makes everything plural is not. And Lester, Derek, and Angela.
Number 1.
Number 1, cannot dance. How about yours?
Number 2.
Number 2. Have very few non-Asian friends. Okay, now back to you.
5.
Number 5. The correct answer is number 5. All the rest are considered, if you cannot dance and if you have a lot of very few Asian, non-Asian friends, and if you like dim sum chicken feed, and you say things with, I go to schools, and add S to everything. Those are all considered to be fob. Okay. Most Chinese parents would allow their children to start dating when? Now remember, this is surveys, okay? Not your own family.
Okay?
I know your parents probably want you to stay unmarried. All right, I know this touch upon many of your... Meng Meng, which one?
Number 4.
Number 4.
Number 4.
I know you're young, okay? But you speak for your family, right? You do. You know what marriage is all about, right? Okay, your answer. Your family's answer.
3.
Number 3, okay. All right.
Number 4.
Number 4.
4.
Number 4. The answer is 3 and 4. Okay. All right. Did you lose one? Oh, you got it. Okay. And you only got one chopstick, right? Ha ha ha. Good. All right, we'll see next one. If you do not marry Chinese, then you should marry what? Most of the Chinese parents would say, what? We are not being racist of anything, okay? This is just Chinese. Okay. Derek and Lester, if you don't marry Chinese, who you should you, your parents said you should marry? Yeah, go ahead. Your answer.
Number one.
Number one. Okay? Your answer.
I think number one.
Number one.
Number three.
Number three.
Number one.
Number one. The leading answer is number one and number three. That's correct. Very good. So the rest of you knows you're not supposed to marry somebody, right? You know. Okay. At least the kids knows, okay? So don't bring anybody home surprising your parents. All right. Okay, now this one needs a little bit of reading. Which one of the following is a healthier way to raise an American-born Chinese? Number one, I never seen so for anyone so stupid. I work so hard so you can. Why can't you be like when I was young? Get out of here. I don't want to see your ugly face. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's allow Meng Meng to answer this one first.
Number two.
Number two? Which is a healthier way? Okay. Lester's.
Number two.
Number two. Okay.
Number four.
Number four.
Number four.
Number four. Allow me to explain why number two is not correct, okay? Number two is playing with guilt, okay? Number one, of course, is bad. Number three is why can't you be like somebody and get an SAT score and all that's comparing. Number five is definitely not good. Because your kid looks like yourself, okay? Number four is the healthier, at least healthier. When I was young, I should have studied harder. Okay. Somebody owe me one. Wow, we are down to one and three. Very good. Next one. Now, this one needs a little bit explaining. This is a little bit more academic, okay? Which one of the following stereotype or factors that cause Asian immigrants to have higher rates of stress, depression, and even suicide? The background is, in college, Asian American students, Asian American college students have one of the highest suicide rates. Also, Asian American students like to shoot, do campus killing too. The reason for that is, number one, model minority, number two, kung fu warrior, number three, good behavior, well manner, number four, subtle racism. Think. If you need help, they can help you. Do you need help? This is a tough one. Let's start with Joyce and Sarah.
Number one.
Number one.
Number three.
Number three. Okay? Which one?
We have two answers, three or four.
You can get one answer.
One answer. Okay.
Life is tough. You only have one answer.
Okay, three.
Number three.
I'm sorry, I take that back. One, I think.
You choose wisely. Okay. Well, your answers. Number four. Okay. The correct answer is model minority. You gotta choose your friends correctly. You got it right. You got it right. You lose one. Model minority, allow me to explain. Model minority is that the white people or other people said, oh, you Chinese are always good students. You guys get A's in math. You guys do everything. You're fine. No, okay, that's called model minority. And that gives a lot of stress on the Chinese, especially kids. They feel like, if I don't do good in math, if I don't do good in science, I'm shaming my parents. I'm shaming the whole race. Okay. Are you out? Okay. Now. All right. The question is, you come home and you see your mom and dad having a big fight. What should your parent do when your daughter walk into a big fight, you two are having it? You better explain to your daughter. All right, we want to hear it. What do you do when your daughter walk into you having a big fight? And if the audience say that your answer is not true or not, then you just have to go for the next one again. So you better fess up. Okay, let's hear.
This seems never happened in my family. So. we do sometimes we do have some like a minor fight, not big fight. So yes. Okay. But in case we have a fight and my daughter came in, so I think. The best way we just calm down, so we don't say anything. Just calm down.
You calm down.
Yeah, calm down.
Meme, is that true?
Yes.
Very good. You get one back. Now the rest of you know what kind of answer coming out. It only gets harder. Alrighty, next one. We'll move on. Which one of the following statement is incorrect? Incorrect about American-born Chinese? Okay. Girls are pressured to be doctors. Financial security is number one concern by the parents to the kids. Children enjoy parents' pressure to be successful. Becoming a doctor is the ultimate success for immigrant parents. And number five, Chinese is not considered minority in professional educations. Which one is the correct? Which one is incorrect about this statement? Okay?
No, you say.
You gotta choose your friends wisely, okay? That's right. It's Michael's family. Okay. Which one?
Three.
Three. Okay?
Five.
Five.
Three.
Three. Three. And the correct answer is three. Oh, you lost your only one. Very good. It's your turn. Well, and we have, okay, Joyce and Sarah, right? This is not too hard. What happened if Joyce or Sarah come home with a C on your report card? Kids can say, what do you expect your parents to say? And the parents would have to say what they expect to say to you, okay? Go ahead. Joyce and Sarah. What happens if you get a C in math?
Won't tell their parents.
You will not tell your parents. That's good, that's good. All right. Sarah's there.
We're usually going to take them out for ice cream first and then go back and have a talk.
You take them to ice cream first and then have a talk. Is that good or bad? Some people don't believe you. What does your wife think?
Well, I see it the other way. We talk and then we have ice cream.
We talk and have ice cream. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Very good. Is that acceptable? What would your parents do if you get a C? You spank, huh? Next. Okay, next one. Which usually rank as the last of the parents' concern in church youth surveys. Remember, church youth survey. The last of the parents' concerns. This is the youth saying what their parents. The parents are concerned about many things. Which one comes usually the last? Chinese church. Let's start with Derek.
Number three.
Okay. Number five. He lacks Chinese culture. Okay. How about you?
Number five.
Number four. The answer is usually and always number three. Well, somebody owe me a chopstick again. All right. Somebody lose the one too. Okay. I'm not having enough questions. All righty. Which one of you going to do this, okay? Well, I'll point at the... Which one? Oh, you all. Okay. You guys are playing ball. And the ball went into the window and broke it. And what would you do? What would you think your parents would do? You're playing ball and it broke the window. You don't tell your parents. I know you have the answer already. Yeah. Go ahead. Your answer. What are they going to say? Play more pianos. Come on, let's hear the answer.
They're probably going to get mad at me.
Your dad is going to get mad at you. Okay. What would you say? Have ice cream again. Okay. Tell us, what are you going to do?
Usually she will call me first. I say, don't worry. We will fix that.
It's $400. I know how much a window costs. Yeah.
That will not happen in our home.
Somebody's lying. And what about you? You break the window. What's going to happen to your house that night? I know your parents are not going to argue about it. Okay, I know that. So, answer.
I would say sorry and then ask them to replace the window.
Okay. And what would you say?
I think I'll be very angry about this. I'll be very mad about this. But I will not say anything to her. So I just say in my mind I'll be mad. But I'll say okay. You know, we'll fix it.
Okay. All right. Let's give them applause. Please don't lose your chopstick again. Now, back to this. One of this person, father died at age 2. When he came to America, he only knew one English word, which is shoes. But then he mastered English in 3 years and was placed in AP English class. And who is that person? I gave you hints already. I used the word he. You know the answer? He's very rich.
Jerry Yang.
Number five. The ice cream family.
Maybe number seven.
Number seven? How about you?
Five.
Number five. Gary Locke was born in America. Come on. At number five. Oh, I try to be nice to your family. Here's another one. Oh, this one you're not old enough. This one is not old enough either. That's just pretend, okay? I know that the family is a bit young. You only have girls, right? Okay. What happened if your daughter come home with a boy?
I've never thought about that.
Never thought about it. Okay. Are we going to let them go get off this one? No. You better prepare and have an answer. Yeah, quick.
All right, prom, we're going to take the boy to the ice cream place.
Ice cream place. What would the mother say?
Oh, I will ask who is he.
Who is he? Okay. Who is this guy? Okay, and then what would you say?
And probably we're going to talk a little bit, try to understand first.
Try to understand first, okay.
And then try to know the boy.
Try to what?
Know the boy.
Know the boy, okay.
What can you do?
Eat more ice cream then. All right. Okay, there's one more. All right, let's go on next one. All right, you got to listen to this one, okay? I got to act this out. Maybe you can do that. This is a drive-through at KFC. This is a real thing. KFC said, what can I get you? Mom says, I want an 8-piece meal with biscuit and mashed potatoes. KFC, the speaker said, regular or crispy? Mom says, half regular and half crispy. Can I get it all dog meat? KFC said, excuse me? Mom said, I want half regular, half crispy, all dog. KFC said, ma'am, we don't do dog here. So the girl had to say, sorry, my mom means dark meat, not dog meat. Okay? This is for the kids. Which one is to consider a cool response for the children? You want to correct them? Or be totally embarrassed? Appreciate where they come from? Learn to eat dog meat or ridicule them. All right, Ming Ming, use your microphone.
I will correct them.
You will correct your mother.
I don't know.
Nicely, okay. All right. How about you?
I don't know the answer.
Go ahead. Which one?
No.
Number three. Okay. How about you?
Number four.
Number four. Your father is suicidal. Okay, how about you?
Number three.
Number three. The correct... You guys want to correct your father? You're going to stick with the answer, right? What's your answer? Come on.
One.
One. I won't punish those who answer one. But the answer is three. They got a family, you got a problem. Learn to eat dog meat. That's very good. Humane society coming up for you. All right, next one. This is between a young daughter and the father, okay? The daddy said, I think you are very pretty now. Just don't eat any more. Just don't get any fatter. I see you eat a lot lately. Daddy's little girl is not so little anymore. All right, Chinese father need to learn the following. Except, Chinese father need to do to give more compliments, show more affection the Western way, spend more time communicating, or work harder at work at Ford or Chrysler or GM. Okay, answer.
Number four.
Four. Four.
Four.
Four. Four. And you're all correct. Yeah. How many of you, just to want to show my empathy, how many of you work for auto industry?
Three.
Thank you. Very good. Which one of the following is most appreciated by teenagers? Receiving the newest iPhone. Being reminded to do their very best in studying. Getting the freedom to do what they wanted. Spending quality time with their parents. The question, you got to answer what the surveys say, okay? Ming Ming.
Three. I'm not
going to change that. Number three.
Three.
Okay?
Three.
The answer is number four. Yeah. When they're in the surveys, they would always say that I would spend more time with the parents. Okay? Next. Which one of those is not the cool things to do for immigrant parents? Which is not the cool things to do? Teach your kids about how to save money. Demanding strong work ethics. Encouraging your kids to strive academically. Insist the Chinese parental authority or being a friend to them. Which one is not? Not. Not the good thing to do. Okay. Michael. Sandra.
Four.
My name. Choose your friend wisely.
Two.
The answer is four. Okay. I'm just picking it up. This is tough, okay? Like I said, I'm not trying to pick on you, okay? You happen to check your daughter's email account, and there is pornography. What do you do? I told you, you better answer correctly. All right. For the family who don't ever argue. Okay, now you found something that is very offensive. What would you do? Because it happened to me. Okay. Dad.
I think my answer should be based on an assumption, just an assumption. So it will never be true, so it's an assumption. So then, based on this assumption, then it will be, that would be my answer. So.
Okay.
Yeah, if these things happen, and then I will be very, very sad, I think. I would not know what to do.
You would not know what to do.
Yeah,
okay.
I would think, and I don't think I can figure out any way by myself to deal with this kind of situation. So, and the only thing I can do is to pray. Yeah.
To pray.
Yeah.
Okay. How about? All right. How about the mom?
I will do the same thing.
Very good. I wasn't trying to pick on you, but yeah. But please answer correctly next time. Yeah. All right. It gets harder. Okay. Which one of the following predicts good spiritual quality of kids who grow up in Christian homes? Which one of this predicts good spiritual quality? One, having a large home and annual vacation. Both parents are very working professional. Family eating together for meals and living very close to church. Which one will predict? Three. One here.
Three.
Four.
Three.
Do you see that there's a pattern developing here? Okay. Now, let me ask, why do you think your father answered the way he answered? Why is it that living close to church is good for being spiritual quality? You want to answer for them? No, they're too embarrassed. Okay, you better answer. Why? Give it to your wife. She's about to cry. Go ahead. Are you trying to be funny, or is that what you think?
because my wife works, come back home very late, but a lot of times I want to go to church, which is a very limited time. So if it is close, at least we'll have a chance to go to church together.
Okay. I forgive you this time. But that's a wrong reason for the wrong answer. But the answer is 3. Maybe you should look for houses here, nearby. Okay, all right. I'm going to forgive you because this time your father gave the reason. Okay. And your mom is almost crying, so. All right, that's next one. Survey show. What percentage of young people who grow up in Christian homes leave their faith when they leave home? When they go to college, kids grow up in Christian homes. They leave. What's the answer? Sandra.
Number five.
You eat your ice cream first.
Five.
Okay. Huh? 4. Okay?
5.
Good! Very good! The answer is, in many of the surveys, studies shows at least 50% or higher, or even 75%. Okay? The answer is 4 or 5. Alright. How many of you are surprised by that number? How many of you are surprised? It is very true. Okay? Next. Hey, you're improving. Good. This one you should be able to get. Which one of the following is not the leading reason young people like their youth group? Pizza. Fun. Friends. Bible study. Church with basketball courts. Which one? Meme. Which one is not the leading reason? Meme, one more time. Commit yourself.
Okay, fine. 4.
Number 4. Okay.
Which one? Number 4. They said number 4.
Number 4. All right. Please give me the right answer.
Number 1.
There is a pattern here. The answer is number 4. The leading reason, 3 top reasons for youth, young people who like church is F, F, and F, which is food, fun, and friends. Okay. And you answer what? Well, that is the truth. Okay. All right. Now, be nice, be nice. I'm trying to be nice to you. One more. Oh man, this is tough. I know you're kind of young, but what happened when your daughter one day and says, "Dad, I hate church. I don't want to go to church anymore." What would you say? This happens a lot. When your kid says, one day your sweet, sweet kid says, "Dad, I hate church. Mom, I don't want to go to church anymore. It's so boring." And how would you answer that? And not ice cream this time, right? How would you answer the parents?
Maybe we're going to go to a pizza place.
Is that answer good or bad? Bad, no?
Usually, probably we're going to come to her room and just have a heart-to-heart talk about why she feels bored about church.
You're going to have a heart-to-heart talk. Heart-to-heart talk about the reason why. What about mother? Let's hear from the mother. Your daughter says, "I don't want to go to church anymore." What would you say?
I always like to ask why. Change her mind.
Okay.
Not subtle, just slowly. No pushing.
No pushing.
This is something you cannot push.
Okay. I'm going to pose another question. If you answer, you can. I'll give you an extra chopstick, okay?
Okay.
Because I don't want to see your family suffer. Okay. What happened if your daughter said, and you, the sermon is very boring. The pastor, I'm not talking about you, okay? Okay. Sorry. I'm just saying, what would your answer be? Somebody said, change church. Okay, whoa. I didn't say that. I'm just... Go ahead, answer.
I'm going to probably ask her to read the Bible herself.
Is that a good answer or a bad answer? No. They say no. Well, you better just try harder.
I don't know how to answer that. But never happened. They always say, we like to go to church. Let's go.
Is that a good answer or a bad answer? No. They said it's no good. One more time. One more try.
Just like the they just answered that learn to eat the dog meat. Just go ahead and learn Chinese.
Learn Chinese. Okay. All right. I'm going to give you just two chopsticks so I don't have to answer, put you in the spot again. Think about this answer, okay? You have to think of the answer because I cannot answer for you. But many of the families, many parents, they have to answer that question. And I have to say, I have four kids. Two of them said that one time or the other. One of them would refuse to go to church. The other one said, I'm sick and tired of the church. What would I do? I'm not playing the game. I'm hosting the game. Come tomorrow. We'll find out tomorrow, okay? Well, by the book, it has the answer. No, that's not true. I cannot force my kids. But I would explain. And I'll take this time. I have a daughter who's very much disliked Chinese church. She says, why can't I go to a white church? I don't like so many fobby people. Okay? I have to work with her. I have to convince her. And says that, no, you're Chinese. By rejecting it. And she said, why can't I just be, you know, I don't like to, you know, the Chinese thing. And I says, then I have to work with the pride issues. We have to bargain with her. Okay, I literally have to bargain. That says, if you stay and if you go to church, we'll do this and do that, do that. And I praise God because I want to thank the Lord because this morning before I left, I stopped by and then to thank her college pastor. We have a college pastor. As a matter of fact, let me tell you the story. Sorry, let me just pause the game for a second. This is my second daughter. Even though she's not here tonight, I have asked her permission to share this story. Okay? So, 2 years ago, Pastor Warren, which is the college pastor, stopped me at the church and said, Jeff, you and I need to talk. And I said, sure, let's talk right away. You know, I want to get it done. He says, no, we'll talk 3 weeks later. Come with your wife. I went home and told my wife, I said, what happened? Why do 3 weeks? Is there waiting for the pregnancy test or what? This is my second daughter. Even though she's not here tonight, I have asked her permission to share this story. Okay, so 3 weeks later, that 3 weeks was the hardest time. I didn't know what happened. And nobody wanted to talk to me. But 3 weeks later, my wife and I sat in this church conference room with the door open. And we just sat there. My daughter sat on the other end. I sit here and my wife sit over there. And the Pastor Warren sit across. And Pastor Warren, the only thing he said is that, you know, Sharon has something that she wants to tell you. And he starts with that, and then it went into silence. And all we did is listen to the fan go cling, cling, click, click. And here we gather, And I looked down on my watch. There's already 45 minutes later. My daughter, who scheduled this thing, would not even talk. And I knew that I had a problem with this daughter. I sat there. I was going to do something. My wife just kind of kicked me on this. And so I just sat. And then Pastor Warren says, Sharon, go ahead. And then she said, open her mouth. In one first word in 1 hour, and she said, what happened in Mexico was not my first time. Well, and I was wondering what happened. And I thought, what happened in Mexico was not the first time. Oh, and then I remember, oh yeah. That's the time that we took her to on a snorkeling trip. And then afterward, the captain offered us margarita. And all my kids look at me and said, Dad, can we have a free margarita? Since we pay for it. And I look at my two young kids, the boys. I said, no, you only got 17. And two older ones, no, they are 23 and 19. I said, sure. And I had one. And I had a margarita in my hand. And it's just kind of sort of kind of funny, you know? Fun. My second daughter took it up and drank the whole thing. And then everybody kind of looked at her, ooh, how did she do that? You know, this is a pastor's daughter. No, you don't just drink a whole margarita. And then we get off the boat, and the next thing she, poop, and she blacked out. So I told her, I said, you know, you and alcohol don't mix. Your dad is a doctor. Listen to your dad. She felt bad because she thought that that was the very first time that she was drinking. Well, what she wanted to tell us is that when she left home, she moved out to college. The church kids, young people, they were doing a lot of drinking in the bars. Okay? But she never did this, you know, one shot thing. And then with the dehydration, then that's why she passed out. So I thought, wow, that's good. All right, well then let's go home. Now, and then Pastor Warren sit there and just kind of look at us. And here's an hour and a half later. And no, I said, I want to get up. And now I said, okay, come on. And then Pastor Warren said, Sharon, can I speak for you? It's 2 hours later. No, this is only Pastor Warren says, Sharon told me repeatedly that every time she has nightmare, in her nightmare, you, Jeff, you were jumping on her trying to choke her to death. I said, no way! I only did it once! No, and it wasn't, I didn't even jump on her. There was one day that she was coming home in a car, and we were, she was mad, and then I said to her, you have a lousy attitude. Parents, you have said that. You have seen that, right? Yeah. So when she got out of the car, I got so mad because I can see the fire of hell in her eyes. The way she was looking at me, it made me feel so bad. How could I raise a kid that hates me, And I saw the devil using this pitchfork and said, why are you guys laughing? So I was so mad. So I, in front of her two brothers, I slapped her like that. Immediately after I slapped her, I knew I'd done the wrong thing. But you know that instead of her attitude improving, it got worse. From that moment on, for 3 years, she would not talk to me. And it's the worst thing in your life, right? In the same family, and this is the daughter who I have taken to the toilet and go, shh, shh, and here it rejects me completely. And I thought I was sa ji jing ho. I was doing that in front of her two brothers to teach them a lesson as well. And they hate me too. I was sitting there, my wife started to cry. And I was feeling awful. And here the college pastor, who was my Sunday school student, was looking at me and telling me all this. I write books about how to raise Christian kids. And so Pastor Warren says, Jeff, if you can work through this, maybe you can write another book. And yes, I wrote another book based on that. Okay, and that's the book out there, the third book, How to Raise Teenagers. And I sat there, I was so, you know, I have so many degrees. I have done, I make a lot of money and all this, but here comes my own child. I was an utter failure. And I was just sitting there, I didn't know what to do. My wife is crying, and my daughter is over there. And so the only thing I could say is, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I realized that 3 years, this has done a lot of harm. And I didn't even know that when she had nightmares, she was having this. I knew what happened. You know, beforehand, when I go to the mall, I could put my arm over her shoulder. But after that, when I tried to put my arm over her shoulder, she gets rigid, you know, and then she walked. She's going to move away. And it's very hard. No, she has a sister, my older daughter. You know, when we go to the mall together, the older one will put her arms and put it right on my arms. And so it makes me feel like I have a young mistress. No, you know, this is if my older daughter asked anything, I would have been loved. I would love to know to swipe the card for her. Her sister, you know, when I tried to hold her hand, she kind of jerked away. And it was very hard for the 3 years. So here's 2.5 hours later, I apologize again. And I said that I'm really sorry, and I did it. Pastor Warren seemed to approve the way I was sincere. So, they went into silence. So here's 3 hours later, and I was wondering, can we go home now? So I said, thinking about it, I wasn't that bad a dad. You know, yeah, I'm sorry that, you know, I did this, but I think this is probably the only thing that I did bad. That's my defense. So I said to Sharon, Sharon, but your dad is not a terrible dad, is he? She didn't say anything. So I said, every time I go to the game, when you play hockey, I have a daughter who likes to play hockey, and she's a good scorer. I said, I don't enjoy watching you play hockey, but I go there. And then she said, no. Every time when I score, you are on the phone or you are working with the PDA. I mean, I thought maybe I'll go to her game, watch her game, but I don't want to waste my time. So I was talking to people in church or I was preparing sermons. And how would I know she scores so quickly, you know? By the time she scored, every time she scored, she looked back at the stadiums. And then I was on the phone. She said to me, your hearts were not there. And I said, I'm sorry. So I just have to, that day I just keep saying sorry. And I said, you know how the father, I got to prove myself. I'm at least somehow a good dad. So I said, but I always encourage you. And she said, no. You always said to her sister, Lydia, the one in medical school. She said, you always tell Lydia you've done a good job. But you always tell me, try harder. And to her, she was never good enough. And I was just trying to tell her, you know, you got an 89, if you spend more time, if you don't listen to MP3 when you study, maybe you'll get a 92. You know, just move that 89 up a little bit. She said, all my life you always tell me to try harder. You never approve of me. You know, I want to tell you this, because yesterday, she is now beginning of her senior year in college. She is in business. She spent the summer working in Chevron in San Francisco. She came back after her summer interns. She said her boss told her that she was better than MBA student. And she was very proud. And I said, that is surprising. I had to try to... No, I didn't say that. I was going to say that. I said, that's very good. That's very good. Yesterday, she got a phone call from Chevron offering her a job with full time next year. And then she came up to me and nudged me and said, Dad, have I proved that I'm okay? You know? And I told her that I know I made a mistake, but you are fine. You are excellent. This is a daughter who never get above 90. And all my life I've been telling her that she should try harder. And she always said, I make it up in many other things. And she did. And this is also the daughter who didn't want to go to church. We made a lot of sacrifice, compromise, and we just don't want her to stop going to church. But when you have good relationship with your teenagers, at least you can come along and help them. Okay. Is that all right? It's okay? Let's go have ice cream together. Last one. Which one is not a good indicator of teenagers' spiritual health? Which one is not a good indicator? Serving in church? Going on a short-term missions? Attend church regularly with parents? Reading Bible regularly? Having personal prayer life? Which one is not? Sarah. Sandra. Michael.
Three.
Oh, good.
Three.
That's right. The fact that your kids go to church doesn't mean anything. Okay? The fact that your kids go to church doesn't mean a thing at all when it comes to predicting whether they will be or they will still have faith after they leave home to college. Unless going to serving in church, it's good. Going on short-term missions give you the exposure. Reading the Bibles, having prayer on life, those are all signs of spiritual life. Going to church doesn't mean anything. All right, one more. Grew up surrounded by white people, said, didn't even realize I'm Chinese until later in life. And it wasn't until 30 years old that had a desire to under Chinese culture. Who is this person? Who is this person? The ice cream family, please.
I guess six.
Six. How about you? Choose your friends. Nine? Okay. How about you?
Seven.
The correct answer is myelin. Nine. Ha ha, I finally got your family. I got a question for you. And it's free grace. That means you pass. Oh. It says free grace. Which one of the following should not be the reason for attending a Chinese church? Which one of those should not be the reason for attending a Chinese church? Not having studious college-bound friends, protecting from polluted world, learning to appreciate Chinese culture, reinforcing Confucius' respect for elders, or number five, all of the above. Okay. Michael.
Five.
Good. Very good. Did anybody miss this one? Yeah, I know somebody did. Hey, by the way, I want to officially invite your youth group, young people, to the winter conference. Your worship team and all your young people to come and to serve and minister to the 500 kids there. This is my open invitation to you. Okay. Have your church support you and go treat it as a short-term mission. Come to the Fuyin Da Hui. There's got to be 500 some kids this year. It's called Grace 2009. And I have the authority and they've been asked to invite you to your worship team and your young people to come and to minister to them. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. One last one. Which one of the following people is most spiritually influential to the young people? Which one of the following people is most spiritually influential to the young people? This is what the young people would say, okay? The Sunday school teacher, the senior pastor, the friends, youth leader, or the parents? Okay. Five.
Which one?
Five.
Which one?
How about you?
Five.
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 Three.
The leading answer is number five. No, the parents is about 40% and the kids' friends about 30%. Okay, so they're right up there. Okay, so, and I'm done. Thank you very much. Give me a round of applause. Thank you. You have a good night.